This is a Fox News alert. The Senate race in Pennsylvania has been decided. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Fox News Decision Desk now projecting that Democrat John Fetterman will win the Senate race in Pennsylvania, beating Dr. Mehmet Oz. That leaves five Senate races still to be decided, the balance of power in the Senate hanging in the balance. Democrats at the moment holding on to 48 seats, Republicans 47. Among the other recent calls from the Fox News Decision Desk, North Carolina, where Republican Ted Budd has beaten Democrat Sherry Beasley, Utah, where Senator Mike Lee has topped Democrat challenger Evan McMullen, and Washington, where Senator Patty Murray defeats Republican challenger Tiffany Smiley. The Georgia Senate race between Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker is a nail-biter. With about 89% of the votes counted, the candidates are separated by hundreds of votes. There is disappointment for Republicans in some of the House races.
In Rhode Island, but Democrat Seth Magaziner defeated Republican Alan Fung. Democrat Marcy Kaptur held on in Ohio. She is the longest-serving woman in House history. Democrat Greg Landsman defeated Republican Steve Chabot in Cincinnati. So what does this mean? A potential smaller majority for Kevin McCarthy if he becomes Speaker and Republicans win the House. That means possibly more headaches for him trying to control the Republicans if the GOP is in control.
Fox's Chad Pergram in Washington. In the governor's races, Stacey Abrams has conceded defeat to Brian Kemp in Georgia.
I may no longer be seeking the office of governor, but I will never stop doing everything in my power to ensure that the people of Georgia have a voice.
In Michigan, incumbent Democrat Gretchen Whitmer is projected to win re-election. Republican challenger Tudor Dixon not giving up yet.
I thank you all for being here tonight. We're going to stay up. We know you guys can't stay here all night, but we are going to make sure we count every vote.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Problems with vote tabulators were reported at more than a quarter of the polling places in Maricopa County, Arizona on Tuesday morning. Republicans asked a judge to extend the voting hours later into the evening. That request denied. State says every vote will be counted, but it could take as many as 3 days. New York's Governor Kathy Hochul has won re-election, beating Republican challenger Lee Zeldin. In Florida, big re-election numbers for the governor.
Ron DeSantis will now serve a second term as governor in Florida, telling the crowd of his supporters the past 4 years prompted the state to not cave to pressures over COVID policies.
We saw freedom in our very way of life and so many other jurisdictions in this country wither on the vine. Florida held the line.
The Republican DeSantis defeated Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist. Both DeSantis and GOP incumbent Senator Marco Rubio not only won the state, but also in usually blue Miami-Dade County. In Tampa, Eben Brown, Fox News.
With Tropical Storm Nicole forecast to reach hurricane strength on Wednesday, Florida is bracing for its first November hurricane impact in nearly 90 years.
We have not seen a hurricane on the eastern seaboard of Florida since November 1935. That system, when it hit Miami as a Cat 2, it was called the Yankee Hurricane. World War II was amping up. The first Major League Baseball night game in May of 1935. FDR creating Social Security, and the state of Florida, only 1.6 million residents at that time. 34 counties in a state of emergency declared by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and this storm expected to come in very early Thursday morning. People should be on guard of the water that could be pushing in as Nicole intensifies.
Robert Ray of Fox Weather in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow gained 333 points, NASDAQ up 51. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.